It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. We just heard a little Billie Eilish. She's nominated for 6 Grammy Awards. She went over to Jimmy Kimmel, and it was so cute. She was talking to kids because her name of her album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? She's asking them about their dreams.
What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you in a dream?
Zombies attacked me.
Zombies?
Yes.
Did they get to you?
No.
So you fought them off?
Yes.
Damn. How'd you fight them?
I kicked their butts.
You kicked their butts? Literally their butts? You went boom into their butts? Did you knock them over?
Yes.
Dang.
Dang, that's so fun and so cute. I always forget that Billie Eilish is only 17 years old. So hopefully she will take home multiple Grammys, especially for Record of the Year. Moving on to Coldplay. Chris Martin says the band will not tour in support of their new album. If you haven't checked out their new single, Orphan, check it out. It's a great song. He says their tour needs to be more environmentally friendly.
Our dream is to have a show with no single-use plastic, to have it be largely solar-powered. So I think it's question of just accepting that you have to do your best, not to be too overzealous in criticizing others, because everyone will catch up if you prove that it's easy to do it the right way.
Okay, I don't think it's a bad idea to try to reduce your impact on the environment. I think it's a good idea. But that's bull that you're not going to tour until you come up with something sustainable. So what? 2 years from now, you don't have a plan? There's certain things you have to do.
Yeah.
Like you, most people have to fly. Or, you know what? They have boats. You want to do it, Chris? Get on a boat. Travel the world.
Chris Martin, though, I like his vision. Remember when he and Gwyneth Paltrow divorced? They called it unconscious uncoupling. Conscious uncoupling is what the term was.
I just had breakfast. Don't make me puke.
They're like next level. Someone has to be on the forefront. So I love Coldplay. Poor French Montana. He's been hospitalized in Los Angeles after suffering scary cardiac issues, intense nausea, and getting an unexpected visit from the cops. So here's what went down. Okay, French was rushed to the hospital by an ambulance about 1:30 yesterday afternoon. So law enforcement actually called to his Calabasas home for a possible robbery. Turns out it wasn't a robbery, but then they're like, hey, dude, are you okay? He was acting really abnormal. He had stomach pain, nausea, almost was throwing up. They were on high alert. So he was rushed to the hospital. He's got all these fluid IVs. He's expected to be okay, but they said he's just been traveling and been crazy, and he was just kind of on the brink.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Hopefully he'll recover and feel a little bit better. That's
also
not good.
Could have been food poisoning. He says he may have been exposed to contaminated food in the Middle East. So he's blaming that as well.
That is my fear. Like, nobody wants food poisoning, but boy, I don't want it in another country.
Dude, we went on a cruise and we stopped in Belize for an excursion, and my parents are like, yeah, try it. I was like, ugh. I don't know. I think I saw the rice kind of moving. I was like, I'm good.
Because he's like, I don't want the Belize blowout. I'm good.
I'm good. Maybe they have wonderful food. I don't know. Just, I always err
anywhere,
on the safe side.
I don't care. Like, I'm afraid to drink the water in any other country. Like, that's why, like, when I went to Ireland, all I did was drink Guinness.
Perfect. That was a good plan. Well, Pete Davidson of SNL, he seems to get all the lovely ladies. I mean, he's dated a few.
I understand people can be worried about STDs. You know, I get tested all the time because, you know, I look like I have all of them. And, yeah, and I might have created my own. But every single time, I pray that I only get the ones that you just mentioned, because you could just, you know, take a pill and keep, you know, rolling the dice. Yeah. Yeah, the flu could last like a month, but syphilis, it's like 4 days. Bring it on. Yeah?
Okay, a little word from him. He gets all these women, but he says he has a total man crush on Leonardo DiCaprio. And he's been crushing on him since, I don't know if you ever saw The Beach, like his back in the day Basketball Diaries and kind of Leo's first
movies. No, I didn't know.
Movies. You got to check those out. But he says he still has a crush on them. But he says straight guys tend to put me on edge. He doesn't feel comfortable and safe enough to be himself around them. He also looks like a Ken doll on the cover of Paper Magazine. This is the one where Kim K bared her booty. It was all controversial. She was popping champagne nude. So if you want to check out Pete Davidson, he is baring his front, but it's like a Ken doll, so you can't really see anything. So they're saying hashtag break the internet.
I thought he was just talking. Okay.
Trying to break the internet.
All right, McKenzie, thank you so much. Coming up here on Joe and McKenzie, we've got something we do. It's called Freak Show Friday. If you ever want to be on it, you can call us at 833-563-2539 or DM us Joe McKenzie. And we're talking to Lydia.
Yes, Lydia. So here's the deal. She wants us to set her up for the weekend. She wants us to help her find a date, which we're happy to do. But she likes men of a certain kind.
Okay.
With a certain little something.
Okay.
Emphasis on little.
All right. Where are we going with this? Freak Show Friday. We'll find out in about 10 minutes. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.